This is the Seabed Daily Text. The five things you learn in Antioch. Acts 11, 25-30. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gifts to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Consider this. Number one, plant churches in the middle of the action. Antioch was a growing city, a hotbed of all sorts of religious activity, and was increasingly becoming a center of culture. Some called it the Rome of the East. No better place for a church than places like this. Number two, send your best players, both seasoned veterans and top draft picks. Barnabas arrived from Jerusalem and quickly recruited Saul to join the team. Why is it that today's models tend to send single planters? That's one thing I love about the team-based church plant in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's called Love Chapel Hill. They started with several all-in players, all of whom were paid something, and yet they all had second jobs. Three, take seriously Jesus' command to teach them to obey all I have commanded you. Barnabas and Saul taught the church. The CEO model of church leadership has taken a toll on a leader's ability to practice the threefold ministry of Jesus: preaching, teaching, and healing. Number four, welcome the influence of the Holy Spirit through the influences of other servants He is using across the church. I love this note about Agabus coming through town with a word of prophecy. I picture Antioch as a constantly cross-fertilizing intersection of teachers, missionaries, prophets, apostles, and evangelists. They were incubating something really powerful. And number five, send blessing and provision to parts of the body of Christ who are in need. The prayer, come, Holy Spirit. The question, where and how do you see these five things at work today in churches throughout the world? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.